Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 14th of March 2024. Today's topic is the final judgment. Our text today is taken from Revelation chapter 20 verses 4 through 15. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Verse 7, And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night for ever and ever. Verse 11, And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Verse 15, And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Key verse, Revelation chapter 20 verse 12b. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. When Marcus was stealing books from the school library, little did he know that one day he would be caught. There has always been a CCTV camera in the library, but he was not aware of it. As he stole another book on this fateful day, the chief librarian walked in and caught him. He was brought before the school director, where the record of previous thefts was played for him to see on the CCTV camera. He was found guilty of stealing and expelled from the school. There is a judgment day in which all the evils you have done while on earth will be opened before all. According to our Bible passage, there are books of record that determine whether you will end up in heaven or hell. Ensure your name is in the right book, which is the book of life. The only way to achieve this is by becoming a friend of Jesus. The door of salvation is open to you while you are still alive. Repent now so that you will end up in heaven. Be wise. Prayer for today. I need your grace to be wise so that I will escape damnation in hellfire. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Revelation chapter 21 verses 1 through 8. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.